We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And they're off and running for another week in Brevard County. March is already here, and actually that's a very appropriate thing. We're going to be talking about that exact topic today here on the Refresh Radio program. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and it's our desire as a church for the Word of God to make a difference in your life. And just want to say thank you so much to all of the people who have sent in some positive feedback over the past few weeks. Greatly appreciated. And we stand amazed at what God does through this radio broadcast. So I pray that it will be a blessing to you. You are tuned into WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. Those are the two stations. I get offers in the mail from all sorts of different radio stations in different parts of the country, and it's like, but I pastor in Merritt Island, Florida. You know, the chances of this radio program impacting someone in South Carolina who doesn't understand who I am or what we're saying, that's, you know, and I just pulled South Carolina out of the hat. I don't know why I couldn't tell you. I just, where these stations are most of the time. But if you are there, if you're visiting there, if you're going on spring break or something like that, you can take the Refresh Radio program with you by tuning in to the WMIEFM.com website. Go down to the Listen On Demand feature. You can listen live, or you can listen on demand by selecting a date and clicking on the program. It's very, very simple. You can also, if you've got a smartphone, you can listen to us on the TuneIn app the same way. I had a friend of mine told me that that was how he listened to us as he was driving up to a different county. Is he would listen to it there. And so there's all sorts of different ways. If you like to hear the program, you can always find it online. And if you happen to miss a program, we might be able to help you out to get a connection to that. I do want to start off today by saying thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. This is an exciting day for us. We have progress that is being made at Merritt Assembly of God. And so that's exciting for us. And Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, through the years, they have been part of the steps of progress that we have made forward. They're not involved in this particular project, but when we have added security lights, when we have added extra fixtures or needed electrical repairs done, they have been the folks that we have been able to call, and they have come out and taken care of us at the church. I've used them not only at the church, I've used them personally to for repairs around my house. I've also played golf with Dennis. He's a very good golfer better than I am. And just really, really great people, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're available to go anywhere throughout the county, south to north, east to west, and they can take care of air conditioning situations of every type and variety of system, from package units to condensing units and air handlers to micro split systems. They can probably even take care of a window unit if that's part of the issue. They can take care of electric. They can take care of your heat. They are experts in their field and have been, they're not a fly by night operation. They have been here for a long, long time, and you will be blessed by their work. So write this number down, 321-632-9538. Let me take you back to Galatians chapter 5. By the time I get done with this, I'm going to need a new Bible. I've spent so much time in the book of Galatians. In verse number 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So let me just say this, because if you go on into verse number 26, it says, let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. An interesting study for you to possibly do on your own is to focus on that word, or on those series of words, let us. Let us. The Bible has a lot of things to say about let us. You see, I tell people that the Bible is God's love letter to you, but it is God's love letter to us. And I want you to realize that you are, the kingdom is bigger than you are. The kingdom is bigger than Merit Assembly of God. The kingdom is bigger than any one local church. I don't care if you're a mega church, you still cannot thrive without the rest of the body of Christ. You might be doing better, but you are still just a microscopic. If you take a church that's got 30,000 people in it, that is still a very, very small segment of the American population. So you might be bigger than it all depends on who you compare yourself to. And so today I want you to realize that this is about the body of Christ. I was reading through this passage and I came across verse number 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And I noticed that up in verse number 16, it says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then it goes on to these other topics, and then it comes back, and it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us also walk in the Spirit. And it's like, oh, it seems to me like we have just done a loop. We've started walking in the Spirit, and now it's coming around to verse number 25, talking about living in the Spirit, and now we're being told walk in the Spirit again. And so it prompted me to do some research. I'm not a Greek scholar, but I do know how to open my Greek interlinear Bible on my Bible program. I know how to read a commentary. I know how to look things up in Strong's Concordance. And I found that the word walk in verse 16 and the word walk in verse number 25 were two different words, and they have two very different meanings. One is a walk, one is a lifestyle. That would be verse number 16. But verse number 25 is a much stronger word than the one in verse number 16. It does not mean that you are on a casual stroll. In fact, there were some that, as I was doing my study, said a better translation for this would be, if we live in the Spirit, let us also march in the Spirit. And it had this little notation, as in military formation. And so what we're doing, we're here in the month of March now. So if I can, I want you to see today, you might little make a note there that word there, if it helps you the way that it helps me. When I saw this, it was like, God, I've been pastoring for 24 years. I've read my Galatians commentary. I've done all of this, and it's just at it, this happened last year. It was in 2017. It's just now in 2017, after all of these years, that you're revealing this truth, that believers in Jesus Christ, especially Pentecostal believers, charismatic believers, we are supposed to be marching as in military formation. There are many times that people believe that if they are Pentecostal and charismatic, that they are basically like freelance artists, and they come and go as they please. They just float around, and there is a lack of attachment, like we talked about on Friday's program. You never know if they're going to be there. You never know if they're not going to be there. You really can't count on them, but when they show up, it's awful nice to see them. Well, that's not the way that an army works. And if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you have heard me describe God as my commander in chief. He is the one who called me. He's the one who positioned me. He's the one who equipped me. And it is not my job to give him orders. He's the one who gives the orders. It is my privilege to be able to serve at his discretion and at his command. And so when he placed me at Merit Assembly of God, and there was a little bit of a time there where I thought that I could give God the order, and that didn't work out well. I mean, we saw growth, we saw progress. He answered my prayer, but he also used that as a teaching opportunity to let me know that, you know what, there is a better way. And if you will stay in formation, that is the better way. And so I want you to know that God has strategic positioning for every person. Okay? I love to take people back to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 26, where it says, this is Paul on Mars Hill, and he says, "And he, God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring." So Paul says to the people at Athens, he says, God has strategically positioned you, not just geographically, but temporally as well, for this specific time. And so it's always disturbing when people try and circumvent God's strategic placement in their lives. The good news is we have a wonderfully forgiving God. And if you have wandered off base, if you have lost your way, you can call out to him, reach out for him, and he is right there. He knows exactly where you are. I was telling a story not too long ago about a person. In fact, I don't even remember who I was having this conversation with, but this parent was there. They were with their child in the mall, and the child decided that they were going to throw a temper tantrum, and they threw themselves down right in this public place and began to have. Now, I used to work in the mall, and I worked right where this happened. So this child threw themselves down in the mall, threw a temper tantrum, just began to scream and cry and holler and all of that. And the parents stood there and implored the child to get up and come with them, that they were making an embarrassment of themselves. And the child just continued to do it. And the parent, this was a long time ago, okay? I haven't worked in a mall since 1996. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And so the parents said, you know what? We came to the mall for a reason, and we're going to fulfill that reason. Now, you can either get up and come with us, or you can lay here and throw a temper tantrum. And so the child at that point in time continued to throw the temper tantrum, and the parents walked around the corner, and it was the store that I worked in, and they could see the child, but the child, for all he knew, the parents had gone on. And you know what? It didn't take that child long to realize that the temper tantrum had not gotten him what he wanted. And the parents were standing right there when the child decided, you know what? This didn't get me my desired result. Breaking rank, breaking formation. You can find this same formation mindset, not just in the military, but in a marching band or something like that. I had two kids that were in marching band. They were, I went to a lot of Friday night football games, and I like football. I was never a band geek when I was growing up. I'm sorry, that was the title that they called them. If you're in the marching band, I'm not calling you a geek. That was just the title that I've had a lot of band people speak to me. I was never in that scene. It was never my thing. I just went to the football games to watch the football games. But when my kids were in the marching band, I went to those football games to watch my kid in the marching band. And they would spend all summer doing drills. They would have charts that said, this is where you are supposed to be in this formation at this particular time. This is the direction you are supposed to be facing. This is the direction you are supposed to be moving. And I will tell you, I have seen a lot of marching bands. I am not a big Ohio State Buckeye fan, but I can tell you that their marching band through the years has done some tremendous halftime programs, not just because their band could play the music, but because their band members followed the direction of their director, and they knew where they were supposed to be in the formation. If we live in the Spirit, let us also march in the Spirit as in military formation. That's the thing that I want to get across to you, is God has a strategic place for you in the body of Christ. You can live out there all by yourself, but as we talked about on Friday, you can get stuck at a certain stage in your walk, but it might cause you to get stuck at a place less than God's ideal for you. And so I encourage you to continue to press on towards the mark. The way that they knew how to be in military formation is they went over it over and over and over and over again. They practiced it. They studied it. They accepted correction. They got their timing right. They would go on to competitions, and they would know how to play the music, but it was more than just playing the music. It was a presentation. The marching enhanced the presentation. And the way that we conduct ourselves as believers in a fallen world has a tremendous impact on the receptivity that our society will have upon the good news of Jesus Christ. If we are stubborn and stiff-necked in rebellion or rebellious, it's going to affect the way that we walk, and it's going to therefore affect the way that people receive our presentation of the gospel. I've known a lot of people who presented the truth of the gospel, but their walk did not line up with their message, and people did not receive them. I'm not talking about their just day-to-day walk. I'm talking about they didn't know how to stay where God placed them. In all honesty, when I got out of Bible college and God called me to the Chicago area, I thought I was going to be there forever. Now, I want you to know I am so thankful that I am not, that I didn't stay there forever. This Oklahoma boy was not a good fit for that particular community. There was a very good reason why I went to Chicago, and that was because I needed to follow those marching orders, because that's where I met my wife. And I made an impact on people in Chicago. We had visitors that showed up at our Thanksgiving dinner last year. And they said, "You are one of the only youth pastors we remember." And I was like, I'm not kidding. My wife told me that I was a very boring youth pastor. When your wife tells you something like that, and she wasn't saying that during an argument, she was saying that during an assessment that we were doing, we were reliving that, and she said, "Oh yeah, you were boring. You were boring." And so I'd walked around under this legacy that the sole purpose of me being in Chicago was to meet my wife, but I found out that I made an impact on people's lives that I didn't realize. By the way, I since came to realize that I wasn't quite as bad as what I thought in my own mind. So I thought I was going to stay there forever. And then I ended up back in Tulsa. And then just when I thought that we were going to be there for a while, and I'll use the word stuck, because we really wanted to get back in ministry. We had sent out over 200 resumes and received over 200 rejection letters. And so we thought we were just stuck. Well, we'll just stay stuck until God opens a door. And so we finally thought that we were stuck there. We unpacked everything out of every box, put it away. And the very next day we got a call from a pastor that said, "I'd really like you to come to Texas." Well, we went to Texas and we thought that we would be there forever. That was the mindset that I had, is, you know, we'll go there, and we will serve. And it was much slower pace than what I was used to. So I went from Chicago, where it was too fast paced, to Texas, where it was so too slow paced. And then after about 2.5 years, God brought us to Florida. By the way, my kids are so thankful to God that he brought us out of East Texas. There are some people that call it God's country. That's not what my kids call it. They call it the land of deliverance. God delivered them from East Texas. I'm from Oklahoma. We call Texas a suburb of Oklahoma. I don't care if it's bigger. You know, sometimes the suburbs are bigger than the town itself. So anyway, just a little humor there. But when we came to Florida, we didn't come just because we wanted to come. We came because we were fasting and praying, and God said, "This is the time that you go to Florida." We served where we were asked to serve. For 3 years, we walked in, we stayed, we served. And so by the time I got to Merit Assembly of God, I had no real understanding. There was nothing in my background that said, this is where you are going to be. And so for 25 years, we have been marching in formation. We have been serving to make the most out of the ministry opportunity that God has presented to us there. And Let me take you to a passage. I know that there's a lot of mindset out there that talks about there's really no need for a commitment, that there's no real need for faithfulness and all of that sort of stuff. And I just don't see that in the Word of God. I read in the Gospel of Luke that if you come into a house that you should come in there to stay. But anyway, let me see if I can find it. It is in the book of Jude. and it talks about these wandering stars. I'm looking for it in verse number six. It talks about, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he is reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. So there's a real danger there, to where God has placed you and established and determined that that's the place where you are to serve and the place that you are to live, there's a real danger to just abandoning that and go and doing your own thing. Here it is, verse number 12. These people that Jude is writing about, this is nothing said that is a complimentary. It's something that Jude speaks that is corrective. There's only one chapter in Jude, 25 verses. So verse number 12, these are spots in your love feast. Well, they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like the forever I'm looking for. I'm looking for that forever that is completely and totally filled with light. Today, I wanted to set out before you the reality that God has selected and created you for a specific place in the body of Christ to serve, to fulfill the purpose that God had in mind for you before the foundation of the world. And it's not this freelance artist, this spiritual freelance artist. It is strategically living in the Spirit and marching in the position that God has placed with you. And I will tell you this, military formations are dependent upon that person to your right, the person to your left, the person in front of you, and the person behind you. You work together as a unit, functioning. You know, there's a movie that talks about a person leads to disaster because he breaks formation and goes and does his own thing. Let's not have that be a reality in the body of Christ. Let's live in the Spirit and march where God has placed us. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you. It's like an ocean breeze.